Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What a night. What a night. The Florida Panthers are a machine. This is a machine built to win playoff games. We're going to talk about the Dolphins. We're going to talk about the Heat. The Florida Panthers are a machine built to win playoff games. And now they have a commanding 3-0 lead on Tampa. Tampa knows that their dominance over the Florida Panthers is over, and we might celebrate on their damn ice tomorrow. Okay? Okay.
Might.
I give him a chance to grab one.
What
you know,
are you doing? You can't come out of the box like that and then be like, you. Oh, we'll see if we win.
Because I think the Florida Panthers today, like, they probably spend the day at Portillo's, you know, they're eating some beef sandwiches, lemon cake, get to the ice tomorrow. They're a little sluggish. They know they have this this series in hand.
Huh.
I mean, now they're just toying with Boston or Toronto. Maybe we'll finish them out Saturday. Maybe we'll wait till Monday, do it on the home ice. So here's what we got today. Day after the first round of the NFL draft and day before Heat game 3 and Panthers game 4, we have a lot to get to. Now, Crowder is in Detroit. He's there for the draft. He will be joining us. He's running about 20, 30 minutes late because Calvin Johnson, who they're interviewing for the pivot, was running about 20 or 30 minutes late. So Crowder probably will be on with us by the time the next segment starts. Adam Beasley is going to join us from Pro Football Network. Talk about the Dolphins draft. John Michael is going to join us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. I do want to get his thoughts on Chop. But also the Falcons, they were the talk of the draft. They have Kirk Cousins. It's a $3 trillion contract that they signed him to. Somewhere in that range. And they draft Michael Penix. And so now, you know, people are going, well, wait a second. You're already preparing for the future. How about we do some winning now because we just invested $90 million in a quarterback? Seems like some flawed thinking there. Well, we'll talk to John about that. I am sure he is teetering on the brink of explosion. So we have a ton to get to. Now, I don't know what you knew. I didn't know much about anything going into this draft. I didn't know Chop Robinson from the original Chop Chop at Chicken Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what I see. I temper it with every highlight package is just that. Highlights. So every highlight package, he looks like a monster. He looks unstoppable. You figure every quarterback in the AFC East should be nervous about this guy. I don't really know. I can only go by what the experts tell me, and I do have some grades from different outlets. Did you know Chop Robinson before the draft?
I had never heard of Chop Robinson before the draft talk. So, no.
And admittedly, listen, We're not draft Knicks. We've been very clear about this on the show. He plays in the Big Ten. I mean, when's the last time you watched a Big Ten football game?
Never.
I mean, that's a little overboard. I mean, that's impossible.
Ask me again. When's the last time I watched a Big Ten football game? Ask me. Go ahead. I dare you.
Didn't Miami play Wisconsin in a bowl game?
Yeah, like, twice.
That's impossible. They played
Wisconsin twice in an Orange Bowl game. Yeah. Guess what? Or in a bowl game. Guess what? I knew they were going to get blown out both games. They did. Didn't watch it. The only time
I find it hard to believe you've never watched a Big Ten game.
The only time I've ever watched a Big Ten game was when I was doing the Dolphins broadcast, trying to suck up the Cephalo a little bit. Big Penn State guy, you know, like just
good move by you.
Penn State football. Oh, nothing like it. Since then,
OJ McDuffie, big Penn State guy.
That's right. Hockey. I mean, I like the highlight packages too, bro, because I've been reading or I've been watching them, but I have also been reading some of the critiques of who the Dolphins selected, and for the most part, everybody thinks there's
no one says it's a failure.
Right.
No one, people are arguing whether it's an A or a B. Nobody is saying it's a swing and a miss.
Yeah. From what I've read, he's tremendously talented. He was an excellent pass rusher, but there's still a lot to be desired from like his strength. And his second move.
Maybe he should have had more sacks.
Uh-huh.
That's what I keep reading.
Yeah. Two of his four sacks or four and a half sacks last season came against like one FCS school that nobody's ever heard of.
UMass. Yeah. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Adam Beasley's an expert on this stuff. We'll talk to him. I'll give you a couple of the grades. Okay. This is from Touchdown Wire, USA Today. Gives them the Dolphins a B. This seemed like a smart place for Chop Robinson to land. I didn't have him graded as I did Latu, Jared Verse, or Dallas Turner, but those guys were all gone at 21, and there's a bit of a drop after Robinson to the second tier of edge defenders. As long as Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver puts it together for Robinson so he can use his blinding speed to the pocket as his primary attribute, it's all good. He's a bit of a one-trick pony at this point, but the one trick is pretty impressive. Okay? That's a B.
Okay.
Yahoo Sports gives the Dolphins a B. Robinson is a raw pass rusher, but he's found himself in a good spot playing for new Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Robinson has all the tools in the world to become an elite pass rusher in the NFL if he can get a few signature moves down. The Dolphins also have some nice insurance in case Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips have a slow return from injury. The Athletic gives the Dolphins a B+. With both starting edge rushers lost to season-ending injuries, which I'm not certain they're season-ending injuries, Miami needed reinforcements, even if it's just to rotate. The Dolphins picked up perhaps the best player available with plenty of upside in edge rusher Chop Robinson. Miami could have used an offensive lineman, but a run at that position made edge rusher the best value pick at number 21 overall. One of the most feared pass rushers in the Big Ten, Robinson commanded attention last year on Penn State's elite defense. Robinson picked up only 4 sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss in 10 games, but he regularly was double-teamed in passing situations. Robinson, 6'3", 254 pounds, has elite get-off on the line of scrimmage, which was validated by his 4.48 second 40-yard dash at the Combine. Robinson began his career at Maryland in 2021 before transferring to Penn State. CBS Sports gives the Dolphins an A. And it's Pete Briscoe, by the way.
Oh.
I love this pick for Miami. He has the best first step in this draft. With a little coaching, he will become a dominant pass rusher. They can also move him around as a joker on their front. I love it.
Okay,
USA
Pete.
Today gives the Dolphins a B. With Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips both recovering from injuries, Miami might have felt uncomfortable in whether its pass rush could muster enough to slow other AFC contenders. Robinson is a feast or famine kind of player at this point in his development, but all the athletic traits are there for him to be an extremely difficult matchup for any blocker. Operating in a spot role might be a favorable situation for the early part of his career. And Fox Sports gives the Dolphins a B+. Given how explosive the Miami Dolphins offense can be, it makes sense to boost a pass rush to punish opposing quarterbacks attempting to keep up, especially with former first-round edge rusher Jalen Phillips struggling to stay healthy. Robinson explodes off the ball like he has springs in his shoes. While the splash is undeniable, his iffy productivity is worrisome. In a position group full of boomer bust prospects, Robinson is the biggest lottery ticket of them all. So a bunch of B's and one A. So again, nobody is saying swing and a miss, and nobody's scratching their head like they are with the Atlanta Falcons. I like it. I was expecting an offensive lineman, but we do know that Mike McDaniel, from what we've read, is a big best player available guy. This seems to be who that was on their board. They took him. I like it.
I'm with you.
One little caveat when I say I haven't watched any Big Ten games. It's not completely true. As you know, I was one of the credentialed media at Big Ten Media Days for many, many years. And I have had numerous sit-downs with James Franklin and who's the Wisconsin coach, had the cheese curds. We talked about cheese curds. Paul Christ, I don't think he's there anymore. I don't know if he's there anymore or not. Kirk Ferentz, I've talked with him plenty of times. One of the Harbaugh guys from Michigan, had him.
So you're basically a Big Ten expert is what you're telling me.
The more I think about it, I'm probably the biggest Big Ten expert on this radio station because I went to Big Ten Media Days a number of times. What more can one do?
That's a good point. You're from the Midwest, which is where most of the Big Ten schools are as well. You're a big deep dish pizza lover also.
And I like cheese curds.
And you're white.
Right. So it all adds up.
Hawk, I'm with you though, man. Like, I know a lot of people were upset because they want an offensive lineman, but again, I didn't watch the draft and I didn't prepare for the draft. But when I just look at who was drafted prior to the Dolphins, at 14, you had an offensive tackle. At 18, offensive tackle. At 20, offensive tackle. So that's three offensive linemen taken before the Miami Dolphins drafted. And if they wanted best player available and they feel like edge rusher right now is a position of need because your two edge rushers are coming off legit scary injuries, who knows how they're going to look next season? Like, I think that matters. You go out and you get somebody that can be a starter, a contributor right away. I give him an A for yesterday, bro. I really do.
Thank you, Jimmy. Crack Staff Research Department. Luke Fickle is the head coach for Wisconsin now. Luke Fickle.
Chicken Kitchen has got to jump all over this Chop Robinson draft pick, right?
No, that's the first place I started looking last night. I was looking on Twitter for the Chicken Kitchen Twitter account because I was going to tweet at them, hey, natural endorsement here. I don't even think Chicken Kitchen has a Twitter account. Oh. That place fell off. Crazy. Man, nothing was better than a Chicken Kitchen Chop Chop. And, you know, I told you, I mean, the one in Boca closed years ago, and it was so dirty and disgusting. But that's how good the Chop Chop was. I kept going there. I literally kept going there in my booth where rats and roaches and, vermin.
Fuck. Come on.
In the booth.
What about Pollo Tropical?
Yeah, Jimmy, but Chop Chop. Chop Robinson. Chicken,
no, I know,
chicken.
But locally, you can do that. You can endorse them locally.
Tropa Chops.
Yeah.
Okay. It also has Chop in there.
Okay. All right. My bad, Jimmy.
I think you owe an apology to Jimmy there.
I do. Yeah. My bad, Jimmy. My bad. No, that's
actually
a good point.
They've only got one Chop.
It's all right,
in their chicken
likes
dish. And Chicken Kitchen's got two Chops, Chop Chop. It actually makes more sense what Jimmy's saying. And I didn't even think of that last night.
Wow, Jimmy. Okay. I'm with you now. Pollo Tropical, if you're listening.
Because now he's coming from the Midwest, or actually Penn State. But he's coming from Penn State to a tropical location.
Yes.
Tropic Chop.
Boom.
Tropic Chop.
The Tropic Chop Robinson.
Jimmy, you're a genius. Do you remember how you almost ruined Flanagan's business by trying to give away free slabs of ribs?
I just saved the business.
You just saved Pollo Tropical. And you put the nail in the coffin at Chicken Kitchen. Man, did they fall off. Other places fell off?
I ate Chicken Kitchen every single day during college. No joke. I have one right across the street from my house. I could walk there.
It's
I ate it
so
every
good.
Day.
It's they, so good.
I'm like they got cutesy with the pitas. They went to wheat pitas instead of white pitas. Mm. That was already right. A red flag. And then their portion sizes got smaller, but the prices went up. Now they really measure the chicken. Before, like, they just chop up some chicken.
Well, that was
the whole
part
breast
of Chicken
in
Kitchen
there.
Is that they would measure it. They would put it in that little cup.
Yeah.
And they would put it on your chop chop. And then all the leftover chicken, they would scoop it up and put it right
put
on
it right,
the chicken.
Right on there. Yeah. Yeah.
And so why were they measuring it? Uh-huh. What was going on there? They would measure it to the ounce in that little cup, pour it over the rice. And then whatever was left over, they would scoop up, pour it over the rice.
Put it right over the rice. Yeah. And the amount of rice they were giving you was just like a stupid, stupid amount of rice. Now, you know, the Chicken Kitchen across from me, Hawk, even got even cutesier. Before, you used to be able to go and just fill up your own mustard curry, right?
You're like, talking about the mustard curry. Right now, they got the little cups.
They have the little cups behind the counter, Hawk. Behind
right,
the counter.
Right.
So you have to ask, yeah. And they go, how many would you like? I want 17. Like, I want to drink this chop chop is what I want to do.
Right. Like, give me 30 of those cups. Is that inappropriate, sir? One for every roach crawling on my head here at the Boca Raton Chicken Kitchen.
And then sometimes you go now, oh, sorry, we're out of pita. You're out of pita? Then what's the point?
Why am I here?
What's the point?
Why am I here? Because every now and then I'm going to take a little piece of chicken and some rice. I'm going to put it in a corner of the pita and eat it like I'm having a little bit of a sandwich.
Oh, no. Pro move, Hawk, is to build your own little pita pocket. That's the pro move. And then you
but
just
I love the pleasure of the fork and the pouring the mustard curry right on the bite that
uh-huh.
you're going to take.
Yeah.
You know, I don't slather it, but I do every bite I'm going to take with the mustard curry.
I build my own little pita pocket, and I get one of the mustard curry containers, and I just pour that mother bleeper all inside that pita. With the rice and the chicken. Oh, so damn good.
Somebody texts in, Hawk doesn't know what he's talking about with the Boca Chicken Kitchen. Well, I mean, I was there. It was dirty. And it's closed for like 10 years now. What did I get wrong? It was on 441 in Glades. It was dirty. I still went there. It was dirty. What do you want me to tell you? Yeah. Look at the fans. You ever go into a restaurant? I mean, you shouldn't. Look up at the fans and the air vent and stuff.
They're sticky, moldy.
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't know what I got wrong there, sir. Somebody else texts in. I just had Chicken Kitchen for lunch. They have BOGO Chicken Kitchen on DoorDash.
Ooh.
Wow.
Game changer.
They're not going to dash that up to Boca, though. Because I think the closest Chicken Kitchen to me is on US 1 across from UM. About an hour and a half ride.
Yeah. Not worth it. I think they moved that
probably
location,
cold.
Too.
They did.
Yeah, it's still on US 1, but it's like just off US 1. Now they have that Picadillo place, which is just like a health food wrap place. Happens to be fire. The Don Pan, God rest its soul.
That used to be the best combo, the Chicken Kitchen Don Pan.
Yeah.
That was the best combo.
The Don Pan. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Oh, what a combo that was. So anyway, that's the that's our breakdown of the draft. Luke Fickell is the head coach for Wisconsin, and Pollo Tropical should sign Chop Robinson to endorse Tropa Chops.
Mount Rushmore of chops, because now we're kind of rolling into something, right? Tropa Chop, chicken
right.
Chop Chop, Chop Robinson.
Chop. Yeah, Chop's Lobster Bar here in Boca is very popular.
Yeah, like a chop salad.
Chop Suey, of course. Chop salad.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on it. We'll massage it. We'll have that to you by 5 p.m.
Tomahawk chop.
Oh.
You know, it's not politically correct, but it might be up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to do headlines?
Yeah, sure. Why not? These headlines
all
are
right.
driven by
Let's
the new
do, headlines.
Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Mike McDaniel was asked by the media yesterday. You're going to hear the question here. I think it's Omar Kelly. Basically, like, hey, everybody's obsessed with the offensive line. And here's his answer. I thought it was a excellent back and forth.
So you're kind of saying that offensive line is a position that we continue to be over-obsessed about, that you're not really that stressed about.
We love your passion.
That's it.
That's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Here is the audio, if you missed it yesterday, the audio of the Miami Dolphins drafting Chop Robinson with the 21st overall pick.
With the 21st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Chop Robinson, linebacker, Penn State.
Now, his, I don't know what his real name is, but his real nickname was Pork Chop.
Yeah, I saw that video. Pork Chop growing up. He was a big kid.
He was 14 pounds at birth.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know you haven't had a child, so that may not resonate as to just how big a child that is coming out of the birth canal or a C-section, however it went. My son, DJ, 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, my God.
Chop Robinson, 14 pounds at birth. I don't think DJ weighed 14 pounds at his one-year birthday party.
Bro, holy hell.
Holy hell.
Is that a record? What's like the heaviest baby ever born?
Hang on. Good question. Jimmy, if you can find that next to your Lou Fickle tab.
22 pounds. Heaviest birth on record for a newborn, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. 22 pounds. Baby was born in Ohio in 1879. Oh, well, we can't believe something from 1879. The hell
I mean, you know, did they even have scales?
Oh,
somebody texts in, Hawk, there's a place called Chicken Chop hidden back behind the Office Depot on Glades. Listen, a little one-off Chicken Chop place I can't comment on.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, give me the real thing, you know? Give me the real thing. All right, so the Florida Panthers, bro, so damn good.
Bro, so damn good. They're a machine.
Hawk, I know we'll talk about it more, but just quickly. When they go up 4-2, the Lightning score a goal. Now it's 4-3. Mm-hmm. There's about 7 minutes left in the game, 8 minutes left in the game. The Lightning are playing their first line, like Braden Point's out there, like Kucherov's out there. I mean, they're doing everything they can, desperation mode, backs against the wall, throwing everything they have at the Panthers to try to get one more goal to tie this game and save the series for themselves, and the Panthers are just dominating them. They're dominating them.
They're a machine built for playoff victories. I really believe that. I am so in on Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice, by the way, gave the team the day off today ahead of tomorrow's game, said there will be no lineup changes either.
Well-deserved.
Somebody DMs me on Instagram. There's a chicken kitchen at Oakland Park and Dixie. So one closer to me than Coral Gables, and I may have to go.
Okay.
Literally, right now, I might have to go.
Right, like right now?
Finish up the show, yeah.
Okay, all right. My fiance texts me, the potatoes are bomb.
Where?
I don't know. We haven't talked about a single place with potatoes.
Chicken kitchen doesn't have potatoes.
I've never...
Is that one of their little side dishes?
Maybe, like the sweet potatoes. Oh, Valentina, just stop, man. What are you doing?
Because you don't get the sides there at Chicken Kitchen.
No. Who gets a side? You just get the rice, the chicken. Maybe you get, like, the sour cream and the guac on top. Maybe.
Right, if you want to do, like, the Mexican chop instead of the original chop chop or whatever. But, yeah, no. What are we doing? We're going to fill up on sides, Valentina?
On. All right, enough about the NFL draft. So, the Heat play tomorrow at 6 p.m. Bro. Crazy day tomorrow. The Heat play at 6 p.m. tomorrow. That game will be on 560. The Panthers play at 7 tomorrow. That game will be on
Play at 5 tomorrow.
At 5, excuse me. That game will be on AM 790. And Inter
Miami.
There
are only two games. You got half of them wrong.
And Inter Miami plays at New England tomorrow, 7:30. That game will
be. How can we believe you?
On our HD2 channel, okay? So I'll try to fix all that.
Fix this for the 3 o'clock headlines because everyone's confused now.
Okay.
Because I know that I'm hosting a watch party for the Panthers game at 5 o'clock.
Right.
at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And if the game doesn't start till 7, how much Papa Shot can I play?
That'll all be fixed by tomorrow. I'll run through the NBA playoff schedules or the NBA playoff scores and schedules in the 3 o'clock hour. I'll get you better times for all the games. I'll get you the right radio stations for all the games. And I'll figure out what type of potato my fiance is ordering at Chicken Kitchen.
96.5 for the Inter-Miami game.
Thank you, Jimmy. 96.5 FM, HD2. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com.
I mean, she bought you those chickpea mac and cheese, and now she's ordering potatoes at Chicken Kitchen?
She air fried.
Is this really going to work?
She air fried purple potatoes and was like, hey, I made purple potatoes. I'm like, what? Just get the normal potato, man.
Who needs a purple potato? Like, the potato is really good. Like, a potato, it's 4 cents.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Like, it checks every box. A lot of starch. It's got everything you need.
Or carbs.
And so now someone's got to get cutesy with the potatoes. They go, oh, we don't make enough on a potato. Let's breed some purple ones.
Right.
And we'll get somebody to buy purple potatoes. It's going to be 8 times the price of a potato, and it's going to taste the same.
For what? And she's like, oh, I'm air frying these. What? Just red potato. Like, the potato's been pretty solid for us our entire lives. Red potato.
Certain things you don't mess with. Anyway, oh, I love bread. I'll wait till you try the purple bread. No, I don't need purple bread. Bread's fine. Everybody's got to get a cutesy every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing with the wheat pita at Chicken Kitchen. Like, what?
Right. I'm here being healthy. That's why I'm here at Chicken Kitchen, slathering 4 gallons of mustard curry sauce, which is really just a ton of mayonnaise. I'm just slathering it all over everything, including the Coke.
You put the mustard curry inside the Coca-Cola?
I put it inside the Coca-Cola so that it gives it a little pop. And then I throw a couple, this is only at the Chicken Kitchen in Boca, I throw a couple around the floor. Get the roaches attracted to that, so mm-hmm. They're not attracted to my chicken.
Yeah, that's a pro move right there, Hawk. That's a vet. Vet move.
I know what I'm doing.
Vet move. All right. Right now, around 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. If there are any real football fans looking for analysis, so you came
coming.
The wrong place.
Adam Beasley's coming on next. It's coming. Oh, it's right. Honestly, it's coming.
That's
it's
right.
Coming. Yeah.
That's right.
Adam Beasley's going to join us next. Crowder is going to join us as well when he's done with Calvin Johnson. So we got a lot to get to.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We bring on an expert like Adam Beasley to discuss the draft because Solana and I and Crowder, when left to our own devices, talk about Chop Robinson and the original Chop Chop at Chicken Kitchen and Tropa Chops at Pollo Tropical. But I will tell you, someone has texted in. Now I've got to find it. After discussing multiple ways of eating a chop chop and the vast amount of mustard curry sauce needed, I'm feeling much better about the Dolphins draft pick. Well, you're welcome. A little analysis, Hockman style.
We're set to go now.
Crowder's in Detroit. He's with us. He's a very busy man. I don't know how you have kept up this schedule this week. You didn't miss a single show. I don't know how you did it.
Hey, just run, baby. Sleep when you're dead, Hawk. You sleep when you're dead. Like bees, sleep when you're dead.
I like to be dead about 11, 12 hours a night.
When you did, Hawk.
All right, Adam Beasley's busy. We're wasting his time. Adam Beasley's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's the senior NFL reporter for Pro Football Network, and he covered the Dolphins, as you know, for the Herald. And by the way, Beasley's a huge Panthers fan. What was more exciting last night, Beasley? Dolphins selecting Chop Robinson or the Panthers taking a commanding 3-0 lead over the Lightning?
What's happened to those frauds in Tampa? That's the question. Oh.
Right, frauds.
Well,
frauds.
Feels good. I'd say this Panthers team, Beasley, is a playoff-winning machine. Like, everything that Paul Maurice said a year and a half ago when he got here, everything that he said is true. This is a machine built for the playoffs.
No, absolutely right. And they go, what, 3-4 lines deep, and they just come in waves, and Bennett comes back. I mean, look, the Hurricanes are probably still the favorite in the East, right? I mean, that's the team that everyone thinks is going to emerge from that conference. I'm not so sure. That it was the series was closer than it looked last year, certainly. But nobody thinks the Bruins or the freaking Leafs are doing anything, right? I mean, they're going to waltz right into the conference finals. We can all agree on that, right?
100%. I keep saying the Leafs and the Bruins are playing for the right to get slaughtered by the Panthers. I am a little nervous about Carolina. They are the odds-on betting favorite still, the Carolina Hurricanes. But, man, the Panthers look like an unstoppable force to me right now.
Yeah, those Western Conference games are on way too late for me to watch, but I'm already kind of peeking ahead to the Stanley Cup final. Is that wrong?
You know that I can't watch them because I'm sleeping 10, 11 hours a night. That would
He's a newborn, Bees. He's a newborn.
You know, I can't bang on you for that because this is the second straight day that I've had a mid-afternoon nap.
Oh, good for you. Good
for you. When
did you
start napping, Bees? What age did you start napping?
Out of the womb, man. I mean, anyone who attacks naps really just hates life because there's nothing more refreshing and invigorating than a nap. And you wake up and I'm so much more productive in the mid to late. My days start early, dude. I got a kid. I mean, by the time you hit lunchtime, you get a big lunch in you. If you don't nap, your afternoon's totally a waste. So I might as well spend that time productively.
Right, and you got to show the kid, too. You got to show the kid it's time to nap. You know, well, it's like, oh, look, here we go. We're dozing off.
He's in school, so if he's sleeping, that's on the teacher. But, like 4 or 5 p.m., I'm a zombie by that time of the day. I there's no way I could make it to the end of the draft if I get my power nap in. So I'm feeling good. I'm energized, and let's do this, guys.
All right, tell us what you think about Chop Robinson. How do you like the Dolphins pick at number 21?
Yeah, I mean, I wish they had picked it like 19. Because you look, I mean, certainly how the first 12 picks went was just bananas. 6 quarterbacks, 14 straight offensive players. It was shaping up pretty good for the Dolphins. And then things kind of took a turn at pick, 13, Brock Bowers would have been great. He wasn't going to fall at 21. Fulaga, you knew he wasn't going to get to 21. But then really, the Latu, Murphy, Dallas Turner, Amarius Mims, Jared Verse, and then the real dagger is Troy Fitano at 20. I thought he would have been absolutely ideal. Can play all over the offensive line, can fill in, you know, a tackle if need be, would have probably been a guard this year. I know offensive line doesn't really get people's hearts racing, but this was an historically good tackle class. And to me, if they were 2 or 3 picks earlier, I don't know if Chop Robinson would be on their roster today. I think they would have taken one of those other guys, but you can only take who's available, right? So you look at the alternatives, who went after Chop. Quinnian Mitchell, corner, don't need that. Brian Thomas, wide receiver, certainly a wide receiver 3 would have been helpful, but yeah. Terrion Arnold, corner, don't need him. And then, you know, the Jordan Morgans of the world, Graham Bartons of the world, some of those are more guards, I think, than tackles. I think they're kind of a victim of some circumstance here, but we shouldn't think that they settled for Chop Robinson. I mean, based on what they said last night, this is a player that they had been targeting for a long time that they really, really, really think can help them. Are you expecting him to be a 55-60 snap a game guy as a rookie? No, you're not. He's going to be a rotational player early on. So if there is a big criticism, it's he doesn't fill an immediate need. But look, we had dudes coming in off the street to play in the playoff game last year against the Chiefs. I think if you have redundancy at one position, pass rush is a good place to have it.
And Bees, I love Brock Bowers, and I'm not just comparing him to George Kittle because he's white, but Brock Bowers is a bad human being. I watched him torch the Gators for years. But I think Jonnu Smith in this offense can be some special at tight end, and I think they picked up Chop because – and Solana and Hawk and myself were talking off air. This is the end of either Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips' Dolphins career when you draft a guy in the first round to come off the edge, correct?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think Bradley Chubb, we'll see that contract, how much longer they have until he can get out of it. But both those guys are playing at a really high level. I think more than anything, it's an insurance policy. It's insurance policy that one, if not both those two guys, won't be ready for the start of the season. Shaq Barrett, he's getting a little long in the tooth. We don't know how much he's going to be able to give that team in 2024. They needed more pass rush. They did, particularly because of their injury situation. They just picked up Jalen Phillips' fifth-year option. He's under contract through 2025. Maybe, you know, it's a Christian Wilkins situation where he prices himself out and they have to let him walk, and then, to your point, they have someone to step in. But I see them looking at the best teams in the National Football League, and they don't just have two good pass rushers. And, you know, yes, will there be some, you know, similarity in styles and do they play similar positions? Yes, but we don't know what Anthony Weaver's defense is going to look like yet fully. If it's going to look what it did in Baltimore and the multiplicity of the front seven, you got bringing guys from every angle. Positionless football is kind of overused, and I don't think that's necessarily true, but versatility, I think, is what this team really looks for. And if Chop, for his entire career at Penn State, and I know he started at Maryland, but he was seeing double teams because he was consistently the best pass rusher on his team. Now he's probably the third, fourth, maybe even fifth. We'll see how the season starts. He's not going to see a single double team the entire year. So people who are crushing him for, 11 and a half career sacks and worry these big splash plays, let's just give it a beat. You know, let's see how it looks when he's not getting double teamed constantly, when he's not the focus of an offensive line's attention. I think they have a role for all three of those dudes going forward. Chubb's the most, you know, if you're looking for one who might have an exit ramp at some point, he's the older guy and all that. But you don't give up a first-round pick and a ton of money to say goodbye to him after 3 years. That's just not what the plan is.
Bees, just from what I read, it seems like, you know, the biggest area that Chop would have to grow is, like, his strength. And, I mean, he can fly by as an edge rusher, but as far as, like, defending the run, how's that going to work with him? Something that the Dolphins would have to help him improve. So way too early expectations for him. Third down pass rusher, like, is that fair? If we're just looking at what it is he's going to be able to contribute in year one.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be asking him to set the edge. If he's playing again 45, 50, 55 snaps a game, I think it's a reflection of either Phillips or Bradley Chubb not being healthy, or something else happening, unfortunate. But, no, you're absolutely right. The role for him will be in sub-packages early on, and then his role will be as big as he lets it be. But, again, yes, is he right now, you know, a situational player? Absolutely. But what he does in those situations, the upside's the moon. And we've talked about I think he had the second fastest 10-yard split time in the history of edge rushers, right? His pressure rate his last 2 years at Penn State, according to Pro Football Focus, was like 18.5%. So, you know, one out of every five, six dropbacks, he's in the quarterback's face. Certainly, you got to finish those off with sacks. His win rate, his ESPN pass rush win rate was like 20%. I mean, these are just ungodly numbers. That if he can do that well, I think you figure out other people who can stop the run, right? I mean, if you bring him in on third downs and certain, you know, second and longs and things like that, and he's blowing up the backfield, I think the pick is absolutely good value.
Adam Beasley, you can read his work at profootballnetwork.com. Bottom line, because we're really up against it here, but the bottom line is Dolphins, in a grand picture, have to at least win a playoff game this upcoming season, probably more. It's been 24 years. Does Chop Robinson, does this roster set up as a team that can win a playoff game? And that's super low expectation.
Yeah, considering how many teams have won a playoff game since the last time the Dolphins did.
And all of them.
Every team in the National Football League. Yeah. Look, where is that game going to be? Is it going to be on the North Pole again like they did last time around? Chop Robinson probably doesn't help a ton. But if it's a track meet situation where the weather is decent, or if it's in Miami, or, you know, God forbid, they have a home playoff game, yes, if it's a traditional game, drop-back passing game, he absolutely helps. If it's, hey, you know, you're just trying to grind out yards. And to be honest, the Chiefs did more than that in that game, but if it's a weather game, yeah, you might wish that you got that big old offensive guard to help open up some space for the running game.
And B's on the way out, man. I people ask me all day. I did like a media tour in Detroit today. I've been up here for the draft.
Oh, you're what a celebrity. I get it. You know, that's understood.
Yeah. What in the hell did the Atlanta Falcons do? Giving Kirk Cousins $100 million then drafting Penix. Like, people are asking me, and I don't have an answer for them. I don't know what the hell the plan is.
Yeah, I mean, this. I can't imagine they woke up yesterday and was like, you know what, we really like Michael Penix, and if he's there at 8, let's take him. This had to have been something they've cleared with the owner for months. Here's the only argument that makes sense to me, because you're absolutely right. The number one value of drafting a quarterback is having that quarterback on a rookie deal, right? And when $40 million, $45 million your cap every year is gone because you're paying another quarterback, that's five starters that you're losing out on that you could build around them. So, yeah. But the argument that to me makes sense is this. The Falcons don't see themselves drafting the top 10 for a long time. The quarterback market in 2025 is supposed to stink. It's supposed to be bad next year. You know, if you have a chance to get your franchise quarterback, you do it. You think he's going to be a star, you'll worry about the other crap later, because if you have the quarterback right, you're 50% of the way to having a really good team. So if Penix pans out and they are able to trade Cousins after a year or two, I think we'll all kind of forget the uproar. But it kind of looks like madness in the moment, because it's just not the way you're supposed to build a roster around a rookie quarterback. You're not supposed to take away a fifth of your salary cap to a redundant position. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. If you're going to put $90 million into a quarterback, then you would think that you want to win now. I don't know why you'd put $90 million into a quarterback
and
then start
the
planning for the future.
But don't think he's ready, right?
Right,
and,
right.
But the question is, why would you draft a guy eighth overall who's not ready? And that's – I don't understand
right.
that.
Right. Well, we'll figure that out when we figure out other questions of the universe. First, though, we need to worry about the Heat and the Panthers tomorrow. And the round two tonight. Dolphins going to trade, you think? Trade up maybe in the second round?
There's a lot of solid players out there that we thought had first-round grades that are there top of the second. Takes two to tango. It's really interesting. I feel like they really, really had a guy in mind, an offensive player in mind, late in round one. They wanted to trade back up, which logistically I would like to have seen how that was possible, that a third-round pick and having the 55th overall pick and all that. You know, Xavier Worthy is a name that you hear, you know, that they would have certainly had an interest in. That's not a possibility now, but you think of impact players. If there's an impact player, it's say 36, 37, it doesn't take them a ton to move up. Chris Greer loves to trade. He loves to work those phones. So don't just roll into the draft at 9:15 tonight or whatever, just because the Dolphins don't have a top, you know, picking from 33 to 40. It could be an interesting night in Miami.
Interesting. Adam Beasley, read his work, profootballnetwork.com. Thanks, Bees.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.